We're all different when it comes to sex, so I rarely find a product that makes me think every home should have one. However, I want to shout about splashblanket.com. They make cozy and crucially fluid-proof sheets, blankets, robes, and loads more for sex and anything else that might get messy. Use the code GOTN10, G-O-T-N-10, for 10% off at splashblanket.com. Every single purchase will help support this website.
This is Wicked Fantasy, Part 1, written by Isabel Lauren, read by Carolina Luna. Note that this piece contains age play and use of mommy as an honorific. Everyone in this story is over the age of 18. She wasn't my mother, but she could have been. She was easily twice my age, and to my utter delight, she had agreed to fuck me. I'd never done role play before, but I had had a mommy fantasy for as long as I could remember. I couldn't believe my luck when she agreed to play along. I had met her at a party. She was dancing unselfconsciously, and I was drawn to her immediately. We started talking, and after several glasses of wine, I finally plucked up enough courage to steer the conversation to sex. She wasn't awkward about it at all. It was easy to talk to her, and soon I found myself confiding in her about my darkest desire. To my utter surprise, she agreed to go there with me. So here we were. I'd been so nervous before she came over. Luckily, my housemates were away for the weekend, so I had the house to myself. I had cleaned up, and the place looked half decent for a change. She told me to dress any way I wanted, so I had opted for a short skirt, blouse, no bra, and knee-high socks. I looked pretty cute if I said so myself. At the agreed time, there was a knock on the door. I opened the door and there she was, my mommy for the evening. She was wearing a trench coat, stockings, and high heels. I couldn't see what she was wearing underneath. "Hello, baby," she said. She moved past me and closed the door. I was slightly unsure of what to do, but she didn't seem to notice or care. She undid her trench coat and let it drop onto the floor. She was wearing a demure dress underneath, something like what a mom would wear. That little detail, oh, it pulled me right into the game. I walked up to her and took her hand. "I'm so happy you're here, Mommy," I said. "Me too." She pulled me towards her and brushed my hair out of my face. "You look so pretty tonight, baby. Mommy is looking forward to taking care of her little girl." Heat flooded me, and I could feel my panties dampen. "I really need that, Mommy." "I know, baby." She bent her head and kissed me. I opened my mouth to receive her tongue, felt her heat pressed against me. She reached between us and found one of my breasts. My nipple stiffened under her touch, and I moaned against her mouth.
"Like that, do you, little slut?" she asked. "So greedy already."
"I am greedy, Mommy," I said. "I'm your little fuck slut." She pulled away and looked at me appraisingly. "Show me the bedroom," she said.
My legs wobbled as I led her to the bedroom. I had made up the bed to look like that of a young girl, rather than my more adult decor. I could see the light in her eyes as she looked around the room. She sat down on the bed and looked up at me. "Take your clothes off. Let Mommy see how wet you are." My hands shook as they fumbled with the buttons on my shirt. Why had I decided to wear a dress-down shirt? It took forever to undo them all. Finally, they were all undone, and I pulled the shirt off my arms. "Such lovely, perky breasts," she breathed. "Now get your skirt off." That one was easier, and I soon stood naked in front of her. Naked, except for my knee-high socks. She motioned for me to come closer, and I stepped between her legs. She ran her hand up my leg, past my knee, and over the inside of my thigh. I spread my legs so she could slip her hand between my thighs. When she did, I moaned at the jolt of pleasure that her hand connecting to my cunt brought me. "So wet," she said, pulling her hand away and licking my juices off her fingers. "Get on the bed, baby girl." I crawled onto the bed and lay back. I had set out a selection of sex toys on my nightstand, per her instructions, and she walked over to them. She grabbed one of the biggest dildos and hefted it in her hands. "Are you ready for Mommy to fuck you?" she asked. I whimpered. "Yes, please, Mommy, I need to be fucked so badly." She knelt between my legs and rubbed the dildo along my slit. I lifted my hips and tried to press my clit against the shaft, but she pushed me back down. "Patient, baby," she scolded. "Mommy will fuck you when she's ready." I pouted. "But I want it now, Mommy." She continued to tease me, dipping the tip of the dildo in my aching hole and then dragging it up to my clit again. I begged and whimpered and moaned, but she took no heed. Finally, when I thought I'd break from the need to come, she positioned the dildo at my entrance. "Now I think you're ready to be fucked," she growled. "Yes, Mommy," I whimpered. "Please." She finally thrust the dildo into me. The sudden intrusion made me cry out with pleasure. I had never felt so aroused and ready for an orgasm. She fucked me deep and hard, plowing into me with the thick shaft. I reached out to rub my clit, but she batted my hand away. "Mommy will take care of that for you." Without breaking her rhythm with the dildo, she reached over and grabbed my bullet vibrator off my nightstand. She turned it on and pressed it against my clit. I was powerless against the onslaught of pure pleasure. I let go completely and moaned and writhed under her hands. She shortened the thrusts of the dildo so she could stimulate my G-spot. My climax coiled like a spring inside of me, ever tighter until I thought I would break. Oh, and then
just as I thought it wasn't going to happen. Exquisite relief flooded me. My back arched and my legs stiffened as she kept pleasuring me. "Please," I gasped, "stop." She pulled her implements of pleasure away immediately. She sat back on her heels and waited until I had come down from my orgasm. My breath was ragged, and I felt as if I had been flattened by a truck. I was unable to even look at her.
"Looks like you are thoroughly satisfied," she said, sounding pleased.
I snorted at a chuckle, "very much so." I gathered my strength and lifted my head. "What about you? Do you need..." She smiled and shook her head.
"No, this has been fun. I should be going."
She got off the bed and approached me. She bent down and kissed my cheek.
"Lovely to have played with you."
I grinned up at her. "The pleasure is all mine, literally. Thank you so much." She nodded briskly and then turned around.
"I'll let myself out." I heard her gather her things in the living room and then leave. And with that, my mommy for the night disappeared out of my life.
You can find part two of this fabulous story, written from the Mommy Dom's perspective, by clicking on the links in the piece. If you enjoyed it, find more of Isabel's fabulous work at isabellauren.com. More of me at carolinaluna.com. That's CarolynaLuna.com. And find more sexy stories read aloud at girlonthenet.com/audioporn.